Welcome to the Jevers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network.
And good evening, John Jeffers here at the Jeffers Brief, only on Contra Radio Network. My guest tonight is Jim Moore of Safety Shelter. And this has been going, we've been trying to hook up now for about a month. It's always something. But tonight, we got it on here. If you want to participate, you want to call in. The number is 605-475-4054. I'm going to get your pencil and papers ready. We're going to do it again. 605-475-4054. Punch in the access code of 982-642, 982-642. If you're on MeWe.com or the Facebook page for Contra Radio Network, you will find the information there. Now, as a special incentive, the first three callers, you get a free hat. A free CRN hat. All you got to do is you call in, tell me who you are, then I need you to email me at contraradio@live.com, contraradio@live.com, name and address, and I will get that hat sent out to you. First three callers, this is the way it goes. Mr. Jim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How's it going, John?
Pretty good, buddy. Now, you've got a very specialized company, correct?
Yes, I would definitely consider it, so.
Oh, I think it is. Now, do you want to, why don't you just give a brief overview of what it is that your company does?
Well, what we do, we sell a number of different items, I guess you'd say. I don't like to use the term, people use the term prepper loosely. I like to use the term realist. That's the way I tend to look at it.
You get a gold star. You get a gold star for that one.
Because, I mean, just pretty much realistically speaking, I love the world we live in, but we do live in a world that unfortunately, you know, is deals with storms, wars, etc. And so we're just a company that kind of does a little more, I guess you'd say, forward thinking.
Right.
But this is something that actually happened in the past, too, as well. What we were basically founded on was a concept that started a long time ago, actually. Well, not so long ago, back in the 60s. And 50s, actually. And it was called the Civil Defense Program. And the way I like to look at it is basically the same concept as getting insurance on your car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something may never happen, but
right,
hypothetically speaking, worst case scenario, something does happen, you are covered.
Yes.
And so what we did is actually there was actually millions of fallout shelters that were constructed. And they were basically in the basements of a lot of your buildings. A lot of your commercial buildings, too, as well. And this was just during the Cold War crisis. I mean, we got pretty close. According to what some of my relatives and my family said, there was a big scare going on, and we were butt heads with Russia back then.
Right.
And we still kind of are now, too, as well. But basically, there were a lot of fallout shelters that were put in place just in case something was to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And what we went ahead and did is, you know, the way I like to look at it is that a lot of our leaders are in their positions because they are a lot more rational, I guess you would say, than the majority of folks. That's what we like to think, at least. But so we never want to go ahead and say that, you know, the possibility of an all-out war erupting, or, you know, just say if a war was to erupt, we would hope that it would never be a nuclear war, because that just doesn't make sense logically.
Right.
So we just went ahead and put something into place that just... but just be there just in case. And I'd like to use the word unfortunately in this case, because the reason why that term prepper came about and the term realist that I like to use is because pretty much there's just a small percentage of the population that actually has a outlook on life and where they realize that you just never know what's going to happen.
That's
or
true.
Or basically if people do... think about what's going to happen. They never really take it that seriously, of course, until something does take place. For example, look at the Hawaii scare. Look what happened
right
back then.
Right.
When that alarm went off, nobody knew what the heck to do.
They didn't.
Everybody was running around. People got in their bathtubs. What kind of protection is that going to offer? people jumped in their bathroom. That just gives you an idea of just how ill-prepared. Luckily, it was a false alarm, but that just gives you an idea of how ill-prepared people are. So what we did is we actually scanned through a million different locations because, you know, there's a couple. I've found a couple of places on the internet that say, "Hey, this is a list of fallout shelters, this, that." But it really isn't a. I hate to say it, not very accurate, because what we've done basically is look through all the different lists, and we were able to verify that these places are still existing. So that's what we founded our company on, was just locations of present-day fallout shelters, or places that could be utilized as fallout shelters, because the only state that currently has an active fallout shelter program is North Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, North Alabama actually does have an active fallout shelter program in place. So, and they are the only state that we're currently aware of, and we keep tabs on this, and they're the only ones that actually have an active fallout shelter. So what we basically did is we constructed our company, and are always going to be updating different information on our company on the basis of just trying to keep us Americans safe.
Let me ask you this. Do you offer different types of shelters?
We don't sell shelters ourselves.
Okay.
What we have done is, keep in mind too as well, that these locations are not stocked with food like they were before.
Right.
They're not stocked with food because the funding was cut a little while ago. And they just said that, hey, we really don't have a need for them. So they went ahead and cut the funding for the shelters. So we always recommend, and most of the people that actually tend to keep themselves prepared always do have some food in stock, food on hand, just in case. So we always recommend that you at least have enough food, minimum of 3 weeks to a month of canned food, preferably, of course,
right,
for preservation purposes, and something you can take with you on hand. And what we have is these different locations that actually were used as fallout shelters before. Majority of them are very large buildings. And these are actually places you could go to that if something, worst case scenario, something was to happen, would offer some degree of protection. I mean, keep in mind, too, this doesn't protect you from a direct nuclear blast. It doesn't do that.
Right.
There's very little protection from that. But we do have a majority of us Americans, if anything ever was to happen, would be exposed to the fallout. And that's what we'd have to worry about, because there would only be a certain amount of area that could be devastated by direct blast. The majority of us would have to worry about fallout protection, and that's what these buildings would be able to provide.
All right. Let me ask you this, then. Where can the listeners go to check out your information? If they wanted to find out all this information, where would they go?
Currently, right now, what we're doing is transitioning. I'm kind of old school myself. I like to do everything on the computer, especially with desktop computer, that is.
Right.
When it comes to surfing the internet, a number of different tasks. But what we're doing is we're transitioning over to a mobile app, and we're going to have that up. And that's actually going to be free for us. That's going to be free for all the Americans. And basically, you're going to be able to get on there and see the closest fallout shelter to you, and you'll be able to locate these. And you'll be able to click on the area, too, as well. And actually, you'll be able to get driving directions and duration of time it would take to actually get to these locations.
Nice. Very nice. What is the URL? What's the website?
The URL to sign up right now, what we're doing right now is, in the meantime, for all your listeners that are listening right now, is they could go to it's ShelterSafetyUSA.blogspot.com.
All right.
And you would go there and you subscribe. So once again, it's ShelterSafetyUSA.blogspot.com. And what you do in the meantime is go there and pretty much subscribe. You would just go ahead and put in your email. You get an email sent to you. Check your spam folder. If you don't get it right away, then you copy and paste that link, and that confirms your subscription. And once we have the mobile app up and going, we'll go ahead and have you send the link, and it'll be free for you to actually download to as well. It'll be a free service we're providing. And you can go ahead and just download it on your app.
I like the fact, I got to tell you, Jim, I like the idea that it's a mobile app, because there are times, let's face it, people going, you know, they're commuting to and from work. If you have young children or children, period, you're probably, you know, after school or whatnot, you're running them from place to place. You very much could be in the vehicle, your car, and we have a critical event that happens. You got that mobile app that could be a lifesaver.
Absolutely.
It really could, especially when you hear the shall we say the Conrad defense tones going off, you know, the emergency tones going off in your radio. You know something bad is about to happen very quickly. You better react. I love it. You know, a lot of our listeners do have what, you know, I guess I want to call it a get-home bag that they carry in their vehicle, and a lot of them have an everyday carry bag. So it could very well, this mobile app could fit very well into those plans for sheltering or evacuation or whatever you need. I like that idea. That's a great idea. I love it.
What you need to do too as well is there's something else that can affect electronic devices. Basically, if something was to ever happen, supposedly, what you would have to do is access your app really quickly.
Very
quickly.
Definitely
find the closest location, because there's a thing called EMP.
Right.
Electromagnetic pulse. And that tends to fry. Depends on how far away you are from the direct blast, of course. But you would have a certain amount of time, of course, to actually access your device. So you would go ahead and pretty much definitely get on that app as soon as possible, find the closest location, and always have something stocked in your bags, which I always do, into my car, and just have some canned food, get to that location as fast as you can, and go ahead and get down to the basement and hunker down. And, you know, I've heard the thing, I guess you'd say the concern that people sometimes are like, well, what about it? It'll be too crowded. It'll be too many people going there. But you want to know something? There's not going to be too many people utilizing the service.
I agree.
There's going to be people that just don't want to go ahead and pay attention to certain things. So pretty much, I mean, that's why it's called a niche market. That's why they call preppers or survivalists a niche market.
It is.
I mean, there's
that's
really
true.
Not that many people. So there would that would definitely not be an issue, because the majority of people would probably be jumping in their bathtubs. They would be, you know, I mean, some people look, here's something else I want to address too as well. Some people look at, because, you know, typically I don't discuss this with anybody. I'm talking to you right now, and there's, you know, I got a couple of my close buddies that I talk to about this, but, you know, we do have to really look at things and just see where we're at. And, of course, you know, one way of looking at it, there's always been things happening. But we also got to realize when certain things are at an extreme, too, as well. And that's
right.
Why they started the Civil Defense Program back in the 60s. Because things had reached a level, they'd reached that just peak level where, I mean, there was really some serious things about to go down. So that's why they took the necessary precautions. And people
especially,
have to look at
yeah.
as well. I'm
totally
sorry, what was that?
Especially during, right after the Cuban Missile Crisis in 62, because my parents lived in Florida, and my mom told me, she said many times, you know, during that whole week, she said, there were no trains on the track, and then at night, all you heard was troop trains, supply trains, everything heading south, because they were going to hit Cuba. But you're absolutely right. Right after that, the Cold War was ratcheted up about four more notches, and you're absolutely correct in your assessment. There are many, many homes, and you see them on occasion. You'll see them on the Facebook. Family finds, you know, old bomb shelter in their backyard, and they go in the backyard, they open the shelter, and there's food still sitting in there from, you know, when it was stocked back in the 60s. So yeah, you're absolutely correct. Your assessment is right on. You get another gold star.
Well, you want to know something too as well, is here's another thing we need to look at. We all love being American. We live in the best country in the world. I've lived in different countries. My father was in the Navy for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
He worked over in the Middle East for a long period of time. I mean, I love that part of the world too as well. I loved everywhere I went. I just enjoy myself wherever I go. But I love being an American. I do firmly know and believe that we live in the best country in the world. And what's really, really concerning is that we are the only country, superpower, with the exception of Britain, that does not have an active fallout shelter program. we're the only ones. Russia has fallout shelters. China has underground cities. China literally has underground cities just in case of a war. Switzerland has a fallout shelter. They have a law where you majority of people have to have fallout shelters in their houses. I want you to get online and check this out. You should look at them. They're basically separate houses. It's amazing. And they're
really?
Big, huge metal doors. Oh, Switzerland, the neutral country. I know that we're the smartest country. I believe that we Americans are the smartest country. But Switzerland, I have to give them credit. They're definitely one of the smartest countries out there.
Yes.
Basically, they pretty much have active fallout. I mean, these are like nuclear bunkers, basically. They're beyond fallout shelters.
They are.
They are basically pretty much nuclear bunkers. I mean, they're metal, huge metal doors. They're hunkered down. They're behind several, in a lot of cases, several inches of metal and a lot of stone. I mean, they spent a lot of money on these things. Pretty much a lot of these countries, Israel has got fallout shelters too as well. Pretty much a lot of these countries have fallout shelters. And we just choose to, for whatever reason, we're not appropriating our funds in that direction. So the way I look at it, though, hey, if our government's not actually taking the necessary steps to protect us, and, you know, I do believe our government has our best interests at heart, you know, to a large extent, but of course it can be a financial situation too as well. We have to go ahead and take some steps to protect ourselves. So, I mean, that's why we did this. We did this for us. We believe that we should have some degree of knowledge on where we need to go if something was to happen, because all these other countries are doing it. And so there's a reason why these other countries are doing it. They're not spending millions of dollars on shelters and bunkers for no reason. I mean, there's a reason why they're there, and there's a reason why we have the Civil Defense Program.
You know, you brought up Russia. You know, China astounds me. Actually, I find that the underground cities with China, I find that actually disturbing. But if you remember last year, Russia ran a drill where they tried to put their entire population into shelters, and they ran that drill. It was a 24-hour drill, and they ran it. And it's like, well, they're preparing, and that is a calling card that you need to pay attention to. And you're absolutely right. Our government has just, I don't even want to get started. Don't get me started on what they have and haven't done, because there's no reason why they shouldn't. And you got Switzerland, like you said. If they're preparing, the neutral country, if they're preparing to do that, why in the hell isn't the United States? I mean, and you're right. It's probably got to do with some finances. But come on, you guys are, you know, they're spending money, you know, like a drunken sailor, so to speak. So,
well, I just want to give you an idea. Just throw in something really quick. I just want to give you an idea of how our government allocates money. I went to some of my family's actually in the jewelry business, and I went to assembly over here in Santa Fe. I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Unfortunately, we have a high crime problem here. Very high crime problem. One of the worst property crimes and violent crimes in the U.S. per capita. And the DA, the district attorney, was asking for a couple of million dollars to allocate money to help fight crime and protect the citizens of the city.
Uh-huh.
So this guy was having a hard time trying to get a couple million dollars allocated to fight crime. Where, I mean, we're talking about, we have shootings here. It's really horrible. I'm lucky. I live in a good area. But we have shootings here all the time. I see it on the news all the time. Little kids being kidnapped. It's absolutely disgusting. I mean, I lived in New York City too as well, and I saw things. But I've seen a lot of things here that I haven't seen in a lot of other places in the U.S. So he's trying to fight for $2 million. But they're giving him a hard time about $2 million, but they have no problem issuing $10 million to renovate our state parks. And I love the woods, don't get me wrong. I love
the
woods.
I hear you.
I love hiking and camping, but, you know, and they allocated $8 million to renovate our rest stops. $8 million for renovating rest stops that most majority of us will never utilize. I mean, it's important to have rest stops. It's important for us to go ahead and basically get out there and, you know, take a little break while we're driving on the highway.
Yeah,
but,
I hear that.
I mean, realistically speaking, $8 million on rest stops, but not $2 million to fight crime. So that gives you an idea of how our government appropriates funds and what their priorities are in some cases. I mean, some of our government officials have our best interests at heart? Absolutely. But sometimes the money's not being put in the right direction. And what you said in regards to Russia? Absolutely. I mean, why are they preparing? I mean, we got to ask ourselves, why are they running drills like that? What does that mean? Why are we not running drills? Why are we not taken the necessary steps to protect ourselves? So that's
the
big question we should be asking.
Who's the governor of New Mexico?
Susana Martinez.
Susan, I remember her. Yes. Is she at loggerheads with the legislature on this or what?
I'm sorry. What was that again?
Is she at loggerheads with the state legislature on this, on the spending priorities or what?
I know that they butt heads, and I know that at her opening address, she kind of let everybody know that she still has the power to veto a certain bill she doesn't approve of. But of course, there's state senators she gets along with, and there's some state senators she doesn't get along with. It really depends. I mean, she's and there was some funding she was in for of appropriating. I agreed with her funding in regards to helping the children. She appropriated a lot of money to CYFD, which is basically our program here for helping children for an education too as well. She allocated money. She helped. She actually did give some of the teachers a bonus, which is good. And so she allocated the money in some good ways. And then there were some things, I guess you would say, that might have been questionable. But we never know what's really happening behind the scenes too as well. But I think overall this session came out pretty good from what I saw, with the exception of, you know, I mean, they eventually did get some money, of course, to help fight crime.
Right.
And the mayor of our city's taken certain steps too as well. But I think things are on the up and up, though. Things are going to get good.
Which is safer, Albuquerque or New York City?
Per capita, I would say New York City. Per capita, yeah.
I got to get you on record for that, man. I got to get you on record for that.
I would, please don't. Please don't. I like the mayor of our city. He's a great guy. He's definitely taking some major steps. He's doing some really good things. And we got some great officials here. We got some great state senators too as well. So, they put certain things into place over there. Giuliani did some things over there. I put some things into place over there in New York. And I believe this new mayor is going to do some good things too as well. He's going to get some things rolling and make Albuquerque a great place, because it's a great city. I love it. It just has a lot of potential. Just need to get that potential going.
We should have you hook up with Brian Kisler. Brian used to do a show for us, New Mexico West Prepping, and he lives, I want to say, if I'm looking at the map, he's got to live in eastern New Mexico, because he drives back and forth to work to Texas every day. But he says there's like practically nobody around him. He's living off grid right now. And it's like, you know, I had him on a few times, and just listening to him, I'm thinking, there is no woman on the face of the planet that would ever go for this. I was wrong. His wife is 100% behind it, and she's an active participant. And, you know, and now I'm thinking about the women. You know, we have single mothers that listen to this show. And again, I think that mobile app is just a really good idea. And you're absolutely right. You know, we talked about EMP on the show, and I gotta tell you, if you hear the alarm tones, you probably have probably just enough time to log in to the app, find where you're going, and start going there, because once that EMP goes off, it's going to fry out your cell phone. And if it doesn't fry out the cell phone, it will fry out the cell towers. So, yeah, you got to, you know, I would put that as, I would log into it on your phone, my listener friends, and bookmark it. Bookmark that app so you don't have to screw around with it. You can just go there, bang, 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 you're there. And, yeah, and definitely incorporate that into your plans, because I think it's a great, man, what a! I wish I thought of that idea. What a good idea!
Yeah,
what a wonderful idea!
Thank you. Yeah, in the meantime, though, we don't have the app. We're going to have it here very, very soon. But we're also going to be adding some really nifty features, and I'll roll that out as time goes on. But it'll be other things that people like ourselves really will enjoy. I'm going to be adding some other features, so it won't just be a map of fallout shelters, and with some other nifty features we're going to have there. But we're going to roll out some other really things that will be a big surprise to everybody that are going to make our app just amazing. You're going to love it. And, of course, it's always going to be free. So it'll always be free, and we're going to add some great stuff. But in the meantime, though, the app's not available right now. What you would do is go to ShelterSafetyUSA.blogspot.com. So once again, it's ShelterSafetyUSA.blogspot.com. Then you subscribe, and then we'll email all your listeners with pretty much the actual link to download the app. And once again,
nice.
Like I said, it's going to be free. And you know, we just need to I like to use the word realistic because that's what it is. We just need to look at things. So something else we need to be concerned about is, I mean, North Korea all of a sudden saying, "Oh yeah, we're not going to start testing." I mean, that's kind of like when they gave them the Trojan horse, right? Here's a gift.
Right.
Gift. So, I mean, if anybody's got any sense, they would look at that. All of a sudden, this guy who's been yelling, berating our country, threatening our country with nuclear weapons for the last year or so, is all of a sudden going to go ahead and say, "Oh, I'm going to stop testing. I'm going to stop running nuclear tests." That should be a cause for alarm right there.
And it should
be. Nobody looks at that and says, "Are you guys kidding me?" Why all of a sudden is he? Why would he want to make peace with South Korea all of a sudden too as well? I mean, South Korea is where we have all our military bases. Of course, he wants to make peace with them. I mean, that's like a major, major logistical point for our military. Of course, he wants to make peace with them, that buddy, buddy, and. I mean, you got North Korea, you got Russia, and you got China. They're all buddies. They're all supplying them with supplies. I mean, there's totally an embargo in place. They've already caught Russia and China numerous times, giving them supplies. I mean, they're basically sneaking them millions and millions of dollars worth of oil, food, and they have no respect for us. They really don't. And, you know, I mean, something else we need to realize, too, as well in this country is that there's a great thing called the freedom of press, and it's really good. But something I did see overseas, too, as well, is you couldn't speak out against your leader as much. You couldn't do that. You could not do that. I mean, you look what happens to all the Putin's people that oppose him. They disappear. They're gone. I mean, they end up disappearing or dead or something. Anybody who speaks out against them are... He looks at it as a possible threat. Same thing with China. He has all of them executed for bribery. He says they're all corrupt for bribery.
Corruption and bribery, right.
Yeah, he has them executed. So something we need to realize, too, as well as Americans, is that do I agree with everything Trump does? You know, absolutely not. But there's nothing, I mean, you could share a lot of, there could be a lot of people that, you know, share a lot of my viewpoints, but I don't agree with everything they do. But something else we need to realize, we really need to tone it down too as well, because what we do is we make ourselves look weak to our enemy when we do these kind of things. When we go ahead and pretty much berate our president and...
Right, you know, I agree.
Talk about it makes us look bad. And they're really not going to have too much respect for us. We're the most powerful country in the world, and we got this little guy over there in North Korea threatening us. I mean, this insignificant, you know, just person. And so it's just we just need to realize that we need to enjoy life and go on and have a, you know, wonderful life, but we also have to be ready and be prepared, just in case. And that's why we made this app. And that's why it's always going to be free, and that's why we're always going to be updating it. And like I said, unfortunately, there'll be a very, very small percentage of us that'll be actually utilizing this free service. And people in North Alabama, which doesn't have the hugest population, I went to school at Auburn University. you know, that's just something we got to do for the, you know, that small percentage of us. Just get ready and just pretty much just in case.
I'm going to put a link to Blogspot on the CRN Facebook page and the MeWe.com page. You know, I'm trying to prepare for the time because I know Facebook's going to come along eventually and shut down the CRN because it might be a threat to their eco community. Oh, God help us. So that's why I'm moving everything over to MeWe, because it's all privacy. They don't sell our data or anything like that. And that's all Facebook does. It's a huge data mining operation. So yes, I'm going to put a link on there. I want the listeners to be able to find you. And now, could the listeners contact you for whatever reason? How do they get a hold of you?
Anytime anybody has any questions or anything whatsoever, they can contact me at ShelterSafetyUSA@gmail.com. Once
there
again,
you
that's
go.
ShelterSafetySafety@gmail.com. ShelterSafetySafety@gmail.com. Just like it sounds, Shelter Safety. So, I'm always here to help out. Anybody's got any questions? Basically, they can always reach out to me and contact me anytime. Like I said, that app is going to be, the way I look at it, it's much more important than any car insurance you'll ever be spending $70 to $100 a month on. It's just one of those things you got to have.
True.
We're going to be adding some really cool things to it, like I said, some really nifty things that everybody's going to love. You know, so it'll be some fun things for only people like us will enjoy it. There's some fun things that we can do, and in the meantime, kind of edge off the seriousness of the app too as well. Be some cool little things on there and little bits of information that people like us will enjoy, and so it's good stuff.
I'm looking forward to it. I gotta tell you, I am. I just can't. I want to say thank you for reaching out to me. When you reached out to me, I was still trying to find a new platform because we had just left Blog Talk and I found this Podbean, and I tried some other ones before, and I thought I'm just going to stay with Podbean. And so I'm so glad we were able to connect finally. It's like, man, I hope nobody calls in sick for Jim. I hope everybody does what they're supposed to do. I want to get this interview in because I've been dying to hear what it is that you've got to say. I'm glad we did this interview. I really am. I think the listeners are going to find it valuable. I think you're going to see a jump in your I hope you see a jump in your subscription rate. I know I'm going to subscribe just because, like you said.
It's a great thing what you're doing. You have a great show. You're pretty much, I would like to say you're a voice of truth. I mean, let's be realistic about it. I mean, you're letting people know about things that are important. I mean, who cares about the Kardashians? Are you kidding me?
Don't get me started on those trash. I know what, but you know what? Half our population thinks that that's the news they need to know. The news they want is, and it's trash. It's pathetic, and they're making millions of dollars, which I do not understand that at all. But they, you know, I agree with you 100%. It's absolutely useless. But
your podcast,
you know what?
I'm sorry, good.
Go ahead, sir.
Your podcast divulges more information, more necessary information in one podcast than the majority of the news will, and over a period of probably 8 to 10 years that you see on the TV and what they address and what they tend to prioritize in the news. I mean, who really cares about what they're wearing going to the Emmys, and who cares about what celebrities breaking out? Let's worry about the really important things that affect our families and ourselves.
We should. And you are 100% right when you say being a prepper is an insurance policy. That is the best analogy I've heard. I heard it like last week, and then I hear you saying it. So the analogy, in my opinion, is absolutely correct. It's an insurance policy that will enable you to survive when it may not be that easy to survive. It's already going to be difficult enough. Don't make it any more difficult than it has to be. You know, I got a buddy of mine. He's actually got some money. He's going to go buy a year's worth of food supplies. You know, so I figure that's going to run him at least $4,000 to $5,000 right off the bat. But, you know, he wants to get it done. And I get that. I understand that. Most of us are not independently wealthy and can't, you know, we don't have that opportunity. So we got to do a little bit at a time. But it's like you said, it's an insurance policy. Wouldn't you want to have clean drinking water for your family? Some food for your family when, let's face it, when the grid goes down, there's a critical incident, say goodbye to your grocery store because those shelves will be empty as soon as the majority of people realize what's happening. But, you know, you may have that golden hour in there where you can get to the store and get last-minute things, but it's a golden hour, and you have to know when it starts because once the general population figures out what the hell happened or is going to happen, they're going to be a run, and that's the end of it. So you better have your supply catch stocked and ready to go. And you know what? I like this because I want to know where I say I live up in Northern Illinois. It's a tyranny state. It's a crappy place to live. I keep hoping that the state goes bankrupt soon. Bite the bullet now and do what you got to do. But majority of the people in this country do not prep. They'll say, no, the government will take care of us. Maybe they will. Maybe they can't. I think FEMA's got an impossible task in front of them. But, you know, it's just, I don't knock FEMA. I think they got an impossible job to do anyways. But there's no reason why you should rely on the government to help you. Help yourselves now. Figure things out now. No, you're right. And you're, oh man, I'm so looking forward to this. In fact, when we get done here, I'm going to subscribe to your blog, man, because I got to see this. I got to know. I want to know. That's me, though.
Well, that the blog, we just put that up as a subscription for right now, so there's not a lot of information on there right now, but we're going to actually have a website up again. We're making some changes to it because we did have a map on there for a while. So actually what we have set up right now, the blog spot, is just for taking subscribers for the app. So there's not a lot of relevant material on that. But we will let you know about... No, absolutely subscribe, though, because what we'll be doing is updating you on the app when it comes out.
Right.
We'll let you know about our actual, when we have our website that we can start to back up, we will have a lot of relevant, because we were posting a lot of relevant articles, a lot of really important information on
right.
there. So that's why it's important to subscribe. Go to that address, once again, shelter-safety-usa.blogspot.com. You have it on your Facebook page. Subscribe so we can keep you up to date on the app. And, you know, just another thing, too, as well, as you had brought up, it's just important to always have this with you, because we never know where we're going to be. We like to think, suppose you have a basement in your house, that's great, but we're not always at our house. You never know where you're going to be. You could be shopping, you could be driving around, you never know where you're going to be at any given time. That's why it's important to have this, and always keep a supply. I mean, that's great that your buddy has a supply for a year, but we might not have a chance to get back to our house. Keep something in your car. Keep it in your car. Keep it with you. I mean, enough for a couple of weeks. Because what a lot of people think, too, if the radiation ever hits, people think you got to hunker down for a couple of months. That's not true. A lot of the radiation tends to dissipate, actually, after a couple of weeks, and it's safe to get outside. So it is safe to get outside, usually after about 2 to 3 weeks, it's safe to get out there. Something you should always have, too, as well as a ham radio. That's another great thing to have. Ham radio.
I agree.
Yeah.
You,
always have a ham radio.
You know, I gave away a ham radio as a giveaway last month. Now, next month, I've decided to start doing giveaways for the show, for the subscribers, and for the general public, just to you know build up interest in the podcast and whatnot. And I'll tell you, the one coming up next month in a couple weeks is gonna. If you got a prepper group that needs communications, you don't want to miss this giveaway. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you, and you're absolutely right. Ham radios. I would also just, you can get portable Geiger counters. You can get those very reasonable, and most of it's all surplus that's been sitting around inside these in the fallout shelters for decades. They're in good condition. They still work. I got one and it works just fine. But yeah, like I said, I'm very glad you called in, man. I'm glad you got a hold of me.
I'm very
looking forward to this. I am looking forward to this because we got to get the word out. That's how we work. That's how we get people prepared. So there's a certain segment of our society that doesn't see things politically as I do, and I would just assume that they not survive.
the way you want to know something, and you're absolutely right about the Geiger counter. I mean, you're absolutely right. That's a great gift. And you want to know something? I don't even want to. I've gotten to the point, and I hate to say this. You're like the only. You're literally one of the few people I've talked to about this and been so blatant on what I'm talking about. And you know, that's the way I like to keep it. I would like to keep it within just a certain niche of people.
Right.
I don't want this app to get too popular because. Majority of people are going to look at him and be like, these people are crazy. He's crazy. What's he talking about? And you want to know something? That is the last thing on my head. Am I concerned about the way they're looking at it? Absolutely not. What I want to do this for is, for example, I want to do this for people that really, really have a realistic outlook and really do want to protect their families.
No, I agree.
Another reason, too, as well, I believe there's, I believe in helping everybody, but what I tend to actually, from time to time, I have an older brother, and what we tend to help out as, I believe there's a lot of adults, for example, that have, may have mental issues, et cetera. And everybody goes through income hardships or economic hardships in life at some point or another. But me personally, I choose to help out with the kids' shelter. I like the way I look at it is that basically they're the ones that want, really need
they need it.
and they really, you know, they need it. And the people that really feel they need this app, those are the people that I want to utilize this app. And I really don't want it. I don't want to have a lot of people subscribe to it, because a majority of people, they're not going to see things on how yourself and I see things. I just want the people that pretty much look at it as like, hey, I need this. I really,
right.
You know, feel that, you know, it's a good thing to have just in case. And that's, I don't want to get, I really, the only people I actually talk to and advertise, when we had our website and advertise the mobile app to and talk to about it, is basically people I feel that really want to actually access that information. Because, you know, I hate to say it, you can try all you want, you can talk to people all you want, but it's really up to them to go ahead and take that step and say, hey, do I really want to go ahead and, you know, do this? Do I really want to open my eyes? Because it's better not to waste your time trying to get those people to open their eyes. It's better to actually work with the people that already have their eyes opened or do
right.
want to open their eyes. And that's the way I look at it.
It is not our job to convince people, because either they get it or they don't. Our job, and the way I see it, is this. Those that do get it, we're here to give you the information that you need, the information that maybe you didn't think about, you know, to help educate you. And in the process, I get educated too. I don't know everything about this. Hell no. I've been doing this show for 3 years. I still don't know everything. And the best part is, I probably won't remember half of it. That's why sometimes I do the same stuff over and over again. So we all learn. We all hear. Because we always got new listeners coming in and whatnot. And I think this is just wonderful. I like your idea. I wish I thought of it. I'm jealous. I'm jealous of you, man. What a great idea. In fact, I'll probably hit you up with some other ideas. Tell me something else you want to do. It's like, what else do you want to do? This is a great idea. It's a great idea.
Well, it really is. The other ideas are going to be kind of, you know, unrolled out in the app and everything, and those will be those will come out eventually. And you know, but I'm going to keep those under wraps for the time being. But you know, all the subscribers, when they actually download the app, we'll hear about the other features that we'll have on the app too that we're really going to enjoy.
Oh, so, good
you'll
stuff!
You'll definitely be the first to pretty much hear about it. I'm quite certain about that.
So make sure you subscribe, listeners. Listeners, subscribe now so you're not on the outside trying to catch up. You get first crack at this stuff. This is what CRN does. We're getting you the best out there first. I love this idea. This is great. I love it. I absolutely do. Wonderful stuff.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Mr. Moore, do you have anything else you'd like to say to the listeners before we call it an episode? And I get to get this thing published and get it out there so the consumers, the listeners, can partake of this good information.
Well, I do want to end on a note that pretty much the best thing to start doing is just pay attention. And I believe that your listeners are already doing that. And they're already taking steps. Make sure that you subscribe, because we're definitely going to have not just the app that we're going to have. We're going to have a lot of other things we're going to be adding to the app, as I'd already mentioned a number of times. And a lot of things we're going to be actually informing you of. And that'll be very, very important and pertinent to your family and yourselves. There'll be a lot of other great stuff too as well. Because I mean, your idea about the ham radio—that's just—I mean, that's beautiful. I'm going to subscribe to that contest and I'm going to enter that, because that's a great product. Just keep on doing what you're doing. The reason why you're listening to this great podcast is because you have sense and you're a smart person.
Yeah.
So there really isn't a whole bunch I can say to change your thinking, because I don't believe your thinking needs to be changed. I think
right,
in the right direction. I think you need to keep on listening to this podcast, because this is a lot more important than watching a lot of the ridiculous stuff you'll see on your media nowadays. And I definitely make sure that you subscribe to our Blogspot, so I can actually email you the link to the app and keep
you
other stuff too as well. We're also going to have an ebook too as well, with some great content in it.
Nice.
It'll be really, really important stuff. It's going to be a really great ebook. You'll be able to download. And it'll have some really, really unique information that really has never been published. And it's just come about through a lot of research we've done. And so make sure that you subscribe so we can basically keep you informed on a lot of things, and always listen to this podcast. And once again, you're doing a great job. You're doing some great work, and just keep it up.
All right, thank you, sir. You humble me, sir, with your praise. You humble me with that. I appreciate it. All right, my guest tonight has been Jim Moore. You need to subscribe to his Blogspot account now. Do it now. As soon as you get done with this episode, you got to listen to the episode. You get done with it, go to his website, subscribe to the blog, do it. Today, do it tonight. It's easy. It only takes a few minutes, if that. If you set it up right, you can have it done within 30 seconds. But my point is this: you got to subscribe to it. You are welcome on CRN at any time. You know how to get a hold of me. Anytime you want to talk, anytime you just want to call in and vent, anytime you want to call in and bitch about something or promote something, please think of me first. Think of Contra Radio Network first. Come to us. You get a standing invitation anytime you want.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, for my listeners, this is my guest tonight. It's been Jim Moore. I thank you, sir, for taking some time out of your day. I do appreciate it, especially during the weekend. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, that's no problem, my friend. To my prepper and patriot friends out there, I say to you this: be safe, be alert, and be vigilant. I want to say thank you again to our guest, Jim Moore. And remember, the Jeffers Brief is only on Contra Radio Network. Only on Contra Radio Network. And we're going to keep doing more and more of these podcasts. And more. If you're listening to this and you have a business and you want to promote it, come to CRN. Ain't going to cost you nothing except some time. Jim Moore, an obviously highly intelligent individual, saw it, he heard it, he took advantage of it. We thank you for it. I applaud you, sir. I just love the idea of this app. I've never thought anything like this, so I applaud you, sir. You have my respect and my gratitude for coming on Contra Radio Network. Thank you, sir.
Thank you once again. I love your podcast. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir. All right, people, we're going to get this put up. Put it on the Podbean. We're going to get this broadcast out there as quickly as possible. Probably in the next 5 minutes, we'll have it. You can download it. And with that said, I want to say thank you publicly to Jim Moore. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you coming on.
All right. Thank you once again.
All right, sir. Good night.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. That was Jim Moore from Safety Shelter. All right. All right. All right. All right, my friends, thanks for listening. We'll be back in a couple days with a new episode. Keep prepping. Be alert. Be safe. And be vigilant. 3 things you need to do. Thanks again. Good night.